Hey ladies, does your voice really matter? My guest thinks so. Hey there and welcome. This is Love People and Make Money. I am your host. My name is Kelly McCauzy. This is episode number 31. My fellow podcasters will understand the frustration of batch recording podcast episodes and discovering later you said the wrong episode number on a bunch of your recordings. But I am correct. This is episode number 31. So, wow. We've got 1 week left in September as I record this episode. That means we're 3/4 of the way through the 2019 Stretch Yourself Challenge, the 10th anniversary. I wanted it to be bigger and better than ever, and it has been bigger and better than ever. I'm going to record a whole episode about the things I noticed and learned during this challenge. You can look forward to that. I think episode number 33 will be my personal recap episode. Just know I'm having so much fun. I couldn't have more fun without being in person with all of these people. Like, that would make it even more fun. But being digitally connected to everybody through the Zoom rooms and the Facebook group, and those who took the private accountability upgrade, the Voxer access, it's been amazing. So just so everybody, I just want to remind everyone, the Stretch Yourself Challenge is an annual event. It happens in September every year, but the Stretch Yourself Challenge guide is available as a self-study resource in between the challenges. So you can pick up your guide at stretchyourselfchallenge.com. So what else is on my plate right now? Getting ready for Exposure and Profit 6. It's coming up in less than a month in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited. Around this time, I start to really track my guest list and know where I am. As of today, Exposure and Profit 6, I have more registrations than I have on any previous year. I love growth. I always dream of, you know, one of my events, like doubling in size from 1 year to the next. That I would love to see that. But I love that I always see growth. If there's a few more bodies in the room, like, I tell myself, I'm happy because we're growing. I gotta tell you, I want to call bullcrap on myself because I do want to double it in size, doggone it. I do. But I am so grateful for every single person who buys a ticket, who shows up, all of the speakers who travel from all around the place to be with us and talk about content marketing and community building. Makes my heart so happy. So if you are listening to this early on, if it is not yet October 11th and you want to join us, go to exposureandprofit.com to get your ticket. I have a great guest on the show this week. You know, lately I have been doing a lot of podcast interviews where I'm showing up on other people's programs. And then I enjoy it so much, I end up inviting them to come back and be on my show. And Cami Gildner is one of those people. I loved being on her podcast, Extraordinary Women Radio. And now she's my guest. So let's jump in and get to know Cami. Hey, everybody, you're back with Kelly here on Love People and Make Money, and I'm joined now by my guest, Cami Gildner from CamiGildner.com, host of the Extraordinary Woman Radio podcast. Hi, Cami.
Hi, so great to be here with you.
I am super excited. I
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, it was so much fun to have you on my show, and now I get to be on yours. It's like, ooh, this is fun.
yeah, this was an unexpected perk
Totally.
of doing. I've done a lot of podcast interviews this year. I really pushed myself in that direction. I've been a podcaster since podcasting was born.
Right, I know. It's so impressive how long you've been doing it.
But as I've gone out there and been on different shows, then like the bonus round is, oh, I usually get to invite them back to my house.
That's awesome. Well, I'm honored to be here.
So my audience wants to know you. Who are you? What do you do?
So, I am a business coach and I believe that women's voices matter. I'm a connector, I'm a storyteller. I have a podcast called Extraordinary Women Radio. And I really am passionate these days about helping women raise up their voices and their visibility so that they can grow their business and attract more of the right clients into their business.
Women's voices matter. I was reading an article just a couple days ago about women's voices, how often they're disrespected in the corporate space, like in the organizational structure space.
You know, and I think that's part of why I'm so passionate about it, right? I mean, I came out of that space and I felt that. And when I stepped into my own business, I really felt I had to learn to find my voice, right? And to really stand up in it. I was very accustomed at up-leveling other people's voices, but not necessarily giving voice to my own.
One of the things that article mentioned is something women do more often than men. I've heard guys do it too. But when they're about to say something, they say, I think.
Right, they soften it, right? Yes.
What you might
Yes.
want to do is.
And I think that's well, here I go. I think, right? But I do believe that as part of the ways we have learned to communicate over the years, so that we can show up in the conversation in a softer way and not necessarily in our authority.
Yes. I know a lot of people who've known me for a while would say that, that I'm strong, that I stand up for myself. And yet there are situations that I get in where I do totally cop out, play small. In fact, there's a situation just this year where there's a woman who I've got huge respect for, but when I'm around her, I tend to get small. And she actually turned to me once and told me I was being coy. First I was like, coy, what are you talking
What?
about? I had to go like remind myself of the technical definition, and it's basically holding back, playing a game, almost like playing a game of you come get me.
Right,
And
right.
she was like, I am not having it. I'm not going to play this game of digging for what you've got. Speak up or shut up,
Yes. And
And
I get
like,
that.
ouch.
I can think of an example where I've done it this year as well. I mean, it's so I sit on the board of the Women's Foundation of Colorado, which is an amazing organization that really does good for women in our state. It's really about changing how we support women in the state and how women it, when women thrive, our state thrives. So there's some beautiful things that we do. But I joined a new committee. I'd been part of the development committee where we were always bringing funding in. We were always out fundraising, and I've been doing that a lot for a long time in the nonprofit world, helping bring funds, corporate sponsors, bringing dollars to a nonprofit organization. That's been part of my volunteer work that I've done for a long time. But I decided this year that I needed to join a new committee. And so I joined a committee called Impact Investing, and it's very much about how do we bring together funding for example, entrepreneurs. And so we're raising dollars to help entrepreneurs fund their startups, and raising dollars to help nonprofit organizations apply for grants and or loans. And so this is a whole new space for me, this impact investing. And I sit on this board with a lot of people who are very deeply financially savvy. You know, they've been in the financial industry for a long, long time. They've been in the banking industry for a long, long time, impact investing. And so I'm coming in as a board member without the deep knowledge of, you know, that many of the people sitting around the table. But part of the reason they invited me to come onto this board was because I am a board member, or onto this committee, because I am a board member, so I can bring the board's perspective to the table. But I can find myself playing small in that space because I don't have the same level of knowledge. And what I have to keep reminding myself is that, you know, they put me on that committee for a different reason, because I have the perspective of the board and I might be a layman in the room, so that I can turn around and have the conversation with board members who are laymen when it comes to that kind of field. So I think it's that remembering that we all each bring something valuable to the table, to the conversation. And, you know, no matter what our viewpoint is or what our background is, we're bringing in our own unique perspective.
Yes. The there's a saying that comes to mind. It's one of those unknown quotes that I heard, you know, 25 years ago that stuck with me, and that's you don't have to be more than God made you to be.
Right.
But stop being less.
Yes.
It creates this curiosity of, what has God created me to be?
And, right. And knowing that what our purpose is and how we're meant to be shown, and that we've got our own unique gifts and talents, and finding, you know, and I believe we were given those unique gifts and talents for a reason, right? I mean, we came into this world with those gifts and talents, and we're meant to do something with those. We're meant to make an impact with that. And if we sit back and play small with it, we don't make the impact we wish to make.
Yes. Oh boy, I could rabbit trail in five directions right now, but I want to find out. I always remind myself, like, this is not just a coffee chat for you, Kelly.
I think it's a great coffee chat.
So we talk about content marketing and community building in my.
Yes, and we were so aligned in this.
So when you think about all the content marketing that you have engaged in over the last year or so, what's been your favorite?
You know, and one thing I just want to point out here, that is something that I never would have thought of 10 years ago, that I was going to be a content marketer, that when I stepped into the coaching world, right, that wasn't what I was thinking about. What was my content marketing strategy going to be when I was looking at that 10 years ago? And so it's been such an evolution to really wrap my head around is absolutely that's what we do. We do, you know, we get to share amazing stories that want to flow through us, teachings that want to flow through us. And when I think about this past year, what stands out for me is how my content continues to evolve, right? It's like we have our core teaching points that we start to build and we start to coach with and we work with our clients on, and we start to refine what that content is. And along the way, we have our own life lessons, right? There's these spaces where we're evolving and growing our businesses, and we learn more about what's important to growing our businesses. And then we can apply that to our content that we're teaching to our clients. And so it's been really fun for me to see how pieces interconnect, how things that I taught back in my corporate days, even I'm even bringing some of those threads forward into working with entrepreneurs today, around how we raise up our voice, how we build our expertise. And so what's beautiful is we create this amazing quilt, if you will, or, you know, weaving of our knowledge and our expertise, and it continues to grow and evolve as we grow and evolve in our businesses.
I got a loop left open to ask the question again. What you just said was great. So I'm looking for my answer.
Oh, that's why I didn't answer it.
Do you know how my brain opens loops and wants to close loops?
Yes, that's good.
So yes to all that. And can I ask again, look back at all the content marketing that you've done, what has been your favorite?
What's been my favorite? I think where I've really honed in this year on the three pillars of my work. So it's about the voice of who you are, really aligning your brand to who you are, and then stepping into the vision, the strategy, the business models that we incorporate into our business so that we create a business that's the type that we desire. It's the right pricing, the right packaging, the right work-life balancing. And then the third part is once those two pieces are in place, the voice and the vision, the visibility becomes so important to be able to scale our business to the next level. And so while I have been teaching a lot of these different components for several years, what came together for me this year was a way that they all fit together. You know, so it was the pillars of my work, and it being able to bring that wholeness to it, mm-hmm. and to be able to share that in buckets of content, it feels really like it became full picture for me. And that's kind of the quilt that I'm talking about, right? It's like these pieces fit together, but it's like the clarification around it and the clarity of messaging really came together for me this year.
What's your favorite format to operate in? Do you love the written word? Do you love to talk? Do you love video?
Well, I absolutely love my podcast. I mean, that's a given. I mean, I have so much fun with my podcast, but to be honest, my very favorite format is live. I love to do live events. I love the synergy of the room of the right people coming together at the right time in the right space, and the magic that occurs in that type of an environment. So I really, really love and thrive in live environments, whether it's a retreat, whether it's a conference, whether it's a workshop. I always say that the right people show up at the right time, right? To be in community together. And that's the magic of it all. And so I really love live events.
I think we have so much in common, Cami, because you have an event coming up in November.
Yes.
And it's Extraordinary Women Ignite, November 7th through the 9th.
Yes.
And I just clicked over to the event site and distracted myself.
Yeah, it's my fifth year of doing this event, right? So I am just stoked about what's happening, who's come to the table to play with me, and what happens in these events, you know, how people's lives change and how their businesses change and the connections that take place. I'm just so excited.
Yeah. You've been doing this 5 years. We're on the same track. We've been going down the same road and didn't even know it.
Right. Exactly. And we finally have met. I'm so excited.
Exposure and Profit is in October in Atlanta, and this is my sixth year.
Oh, absolutely. Then we totally are.
We've been chugging down the road.
Yep.
Says it's Golden, Colorado at the foot of the mountain. You'll fan the flame of wild success in your business and life. I love that.
Thank you.
How do you choose your speakers? You do this podcast. So do you ever use your podcast helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, I've always blown away by some of the women that I've been able to interview on my podcast. Mm-hmm. And, so I will have a couple of keynote speakers that I bring to the table, and those tend to be really big brand names. And people doing, women doing really amazing things. I mean, my keynote for Ignite this year, the first one is actually a woman who just, who launched a film at Sundance earlier this year. And, you know, so a film producer, you know, how cool is that? And so it's, she has a really interesting story. I met her 5 years ago at a conference that she put on that was called Success Summit 3.0. And it had, it was a conference that literally changed my life. And it changed my business. It had me stretching and doing things in a bigger way. So I'm thrilled to have Kate Maloney joining us at this event. My other one was a woman that I met at a networking event that I went to, and she just happened to be one of the top LinkedIn top LinkedIn influencers, but also Fast Company names her as one of the top influencers. And so, you know, it's, I just happened to meet amazing women, and I'm like, okay, will you be a part of this? And I've always blown away by when women do say yes. And I think that's part of what I would throw out there for all of the listeners here is do the ask, you know, do the ask of those people that you think may not say yes, and you'll be surprised how often they do say yes. And then I have a series of speakers that join me in the event as well, that they're women that I have come across, that I know their work, that I know that there's a nice synergy for what we're talking about when we're really talking about raising up your voice and your vision and your visibility. I know that they bring something really important to the mix. So I've got a mindset person. I've got a woman who's really amazing at telling stories. I've got just some really great, I've got a woman who helps companies raise capital. So I've got some amazing people coming to the room. And I think what's fun about that for me is the collaboration and the camaraderie, and the, when you put, you know, 1 + 1 together, it equals 3, and then you put 3 + 3 together and equals 9, because we're stronger together. And I think that's something that I'm really passionate about, is no one has all the right answers. And so when you can bring some really incredible voices to the table and see things through, you know, where you're all trying to help people through a journey of raising up their voice and their visibility in their business, but you're bringing like the best of the best from different perspectives, and they're going to walk away with such powerful insights that, you know, from the combination of all these amazing women coming together.
The making the ask, I remember when I had my first event, I did it in Toronto, Canada. I live in Michigan. But when I looked at, like, where would people want to fly into? And I was pretty sure at that time, nobody wanted to fly into Detroit. So Toronto or Chicago were my choices. And it just so happens, you know, I've had a paid membership site since 2004, and I have a really nice base of members there. So I'm like, fine. Right. At least if I do it there, I know I have this many people who will come.
Right.
And so when I went to begin making the asks, reaching out to people I liked and respected and wanted to have speak, I would say, I can honestly say there'll be us and like a dozen people. I can't promise you anything beyond that, because I've never done this before, and I have no idea if people will fly to Canada. I don't know, will you come? And they all said yes. And it was like, wow, you know?
Yes. Yes. I'm always honored by, you know, who shows up and who's there, and the just the power that comes from a room of women change makers who are out there to make a difference, right? And how that inspiration, it's just the ripple effect that comes out of that room after that time together is so powerful, right?
Yes. So when I asked you what's your favorite format, you said the live experience. Do you do you also do retreats?
I do retreats, and I've done retreats from the very beginning of my business, because what brought me into the world of coaching was I had been a longtime horse person, and I met a woman who was coaching with horses. And I was at the time, I thought I still was going to go back to the corporate world. And I met this woman who was doing personal development work, who was doing leadership development work and incorporating horses into that work. And I was like, what? That sounds like amazing. And so I started to explore that. And I, before I even started my business, went to a month-long training shortly after I met this woman, and went to a month-long training in Northern California to become an equine guided coach. And so that was what brought me into the world of coaching, was the horses. And so from the very beginning of my business 10 years ago, I was doing retreats with my horses. And that to me has been, so I've been doing that for 10 years, and it's life transformational when you can bring together women in community out in nature with horses in a way that they're doing their deepest work. They're exploring what they really want to make happen in their life and stepping into their courage and, you know, really finding the things that are holding them back. And the horses are really beautiful at that. So that was what really took me into that space. And today I'm starting to even evolve that into deeper type of retreat. Well, not deeper types, a different type of retreat. And next year in 2020, I'm going to be hosting a 5-day book writing retreat called the Wild Woman Writing Retreat on the Oregon coast. And so I'm playing with nature again, right? I'm playing with, and that's a piece that's just drawn me into, that's what I love about retreats, is how do you play in the field of nature to let that inner fire in us open up, to tap into those deepest knowings that we have. And so that deep work that we can do when we get out in nature is exciting to me, and it's thrilling to me. And I think any of my clients would tell you that when I get into that retreat mode, that I just go into the zone of being, and it's just so much fun. It's just such a wonderful space.
So I've been clicking around on your website, and I just came across Pony Ponderings inspirational cards. You made your own card deck. I love it.
I do have my own card deck, and they were so much fun to write. I came across a woman on Facebook, Diana Lancaster. I came across her artwork probably close, it was probably 8 years ago. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'd been thinking that I wanted to write a deck of inspiration cards. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's the horses. They're colorful. They're brilliant, brilliant, beautiful artwork. And I reached out and said, hey, would you be interested in partnering with me on this? And she's like, yes. And it has turned into such a beautiful partnership. So she sent me 50 pieces of art in an electronic format, and I printed them out. And for a course of probably, 9 months, I'm just going to throw that number out. I don't know exactly how long it was, but I would get up in the morning and I'd pull one of those drawings and I would write something and to go along with it. And you know, what was amazing about that, Kelly, was I wrote those and I can go back to them now and I can read them. I'm like, who in the heck wrote this? Right. So it was like, I was just it was my morning zone, right? I would just get into the space of, I'd pull a card or a piece of artwork, I'd write on it. And what was beautiful, and I had an editor, but we really didn't have to edit too much because I was so much in the zone when I wrote those that, you know, what was supposed to be flowing through me did flow through me. And so whatever the methodology of, you know, how stuff downloads to us came to, you know, was it the universe? What was it that was flowing things through me? They were really magical words. And those cards go all around the world. And I have groups that buy those cards and share them in their different countries. And it's really amazing to have been a part of that and to be able to have given birth to that, if you will. And I think that's part of when I think about my writing retreat that I'm doing next year. This is about helping people tap into that zone.
I, where listeners, we're in a Zoom room where I can turn my video on and show her something so you can't see this, but I've just worked on my own card deck.
Oh, they're beautiful. How exciting. Stretch yourself.
I'm a doodler.
So you doodle those.
Yeah. So, but the back is the same on every card. Unlike yours, which has that beautiful, unique art on each card. And then the front of the card has, stuff I've copied from blog posts and emails, and so it was a practice of repurposing content.
And it's going to be such a gift for your readers, your listeners, and being able to tap into that wisdom of you on a daily basis.
I want them to like they're sitting down to create some content, or they want to and they can't think of anything. I want them to pull a card, read what's there, and be inspired to lean into their message, take a stand, be who they want to be for the world, that, create more of what they want for the world. That's always my goal.
Yeah. And what I love about that is that when you create that kind of space, it's just so organic. And I think it's something that we can be in a very linear way of thinking. It's like, oh gosh, I've got to create content. What do I need to, and it becomes very linear. We get in our head. And what you're offering there is a way for people really to get into their soul and listen what wants to flow through them. And that's the beauty of it.
Yes. The card decks are so cool. I have a coaching client who just released a new course on how to create one of these card decks. That's how I got my card deck done, was by working with her.
Oh, good.
So I'm hoping to inspire lots and lots of new card decks out there in the world and different topics for different niches. So I'm going to show them yours as an example.
No, oh, thank you.
I love that you JV'd with an artist.
I know. It was fabulous. And it's, literally she showed up in my feed one day and I went, wow, that's exactly the kind of artwork I want to be partnering with. And she was like, and of course I do this with you. So it's been a really beautiful partnership.
So cool. Cammie, I know I could talk to you all afternoon.
I know. Absolutely. Both is ditto for you, my friend.
I'm starting to get a little background noise here, guys. Everyone knows I have a 3-year-old granddaughter.
Aww.
Practice multi-generational living here. And I've always, my first brand was Work at Home Moms Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. And I always told my guests not to worry about background noise. I'm like, we like kids.
Exactly. It makes it real.
Yeah. We don't expect work at home moms to have this pristine sound booth to work in.
Exactly.
Cammie, thank you so much for making time to talk with me. In my show notes, I'm going to give everybody the link to your website, to your event, to your card deck, to check out everything about you.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
When I look for guests, I'm looking for people who are rocking their content marketing, and you are, from your podcast to your events. I don't think a lot of people think of events as content marketing, but hell yes, it is.
It is, absolutely.
It's just another venue for sharing your message.
And what I love is when it really all starts to tie together, right? It's like, what you're putting into your events, what you're bringing into your online courses, what you're bringing into, all the different ways you create community. And I think that's one thing that you and I are so passionate about, is that creating community. Mm-hmm. It's powerful, and it's richer engagement with your content when you can take it across so many different platforms.
It is. People need to experience content in different ways because they have their preferences.
Exactly.
I have friends, like long time friends that they never listen to my podcast or watch any of my videos. And it's, you know, they just don't do that.
Right.
And so if I never format my content into text, like if I don't send an email, if I just do my podcast and a live stream, if I don't write and send an email and write and publish a blog post, they're never going to know about it.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so I happen to be comfortable with written word and spoken word, and I'm become comfortable with video, but I know not everybody loves to flow in all of the different mediums. But whether you're willing to or not, get someone to help transfer the information into different mediums that work, because it's going to help you reach more of the people you want to serve.
That makes so much sense.
Cami, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Look forward to meeting you.
I know. Face to face one of these days for sure.
All right, listeners, I'll be back. All right, you guys, you're back with Kelly wrapping up this episode number 31 of Love People and Make Money. Come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for Cami's smiling face. There's going to be a link to her website, to her event, Extraordinary Women Ignite, and I linked especially directly to her cute card deck. I think it's so cool. I do want to just talk for a second about card decks. I love my card deck. I've got sample cards. So I ordered a couple of decks to test layout. Actually, Rosie ordered them for me. Rosie helped me with everything. Rosie Batista. I do have a link in the show notes as well to Rosie's card deck creation course. But we ordered a couple of decks to test the layout. And I did tweak it. So I have a couple of decks here, and I've been offering to mail out sample cards. So I just have been plundering one of the decks to send you guys out a sample card. So if you would like to see and feel the quality of the card deck so that you know, like, oh, this is sweet stuff. Shoot me a note, kelly@lpamm.com. Give me your address and I'll jet you out a sample card in the mail just so that you can see it and feel it. And I hope you really, if you create content, if you have ever dreamed of writing a book, a card deck can either be an amazing complement to a book or a first step towards a book. If you can take 50 ideas and chunk them down into little cards, then that becomes a great, huge move towards expanding them out into a full book. That's my thought anyways. So my card deck is called Stretch Yourself, and it is based on the Stretch Yourself Challenge. It complements the Stretch Yourself Challenge, but whether or not someone has done the challenge, they will benefit from these cards. We'll share more about that another time, but I wanted to make sure to mention it. Come on back to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. You're looking for episode number 31. Thanks for spending the time with me today. I will see you on the next episode.